Amidst all the celebrations of the 90th anniversary of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, it is interesting to ponder when a grand arch over the harbour was first envisaged. Mention of an arch across the harbour appeared in a poem by Erasmus Darwin in 1789, barely 1 year after the first European settlement. Erasmus had a close association with the Wedgwood family, famous for pottery. To commemorate the European settlement, some Sydney clay was sent back to England for the Wedgwood organisation to make some medallions. Without having been to Sydney, Erasmus wrote a poem, Visit of Hope to Sydney Cove, near Botany Bay. Some of the lines from the poem are, "Shall bright canals and solid roads expand, there the proud arch, colossus-like, bestride, yon glittering streams and bound the chasing tide." He caught the spirit of the city and the impact of the bridge. I'm David Brown.
Before you buy a new car, the place to head is anyauto.com.au. If you're looking for a luxury SUV, check out the review of the Audi SQ7 Quattro. How about this for a comparison? The Nissan Patrol TIL versus the new Toyota Land Cruiser 300 series. And for tradies or for the farm, the Isuzu D-Max SX single cab chassis two-wheel drive high-ride ute review. Check out those reviews and so much more. There's always a lot going on at anyauto.com.au.